Good afternoon. You're listening to 91.9 FM, KPTZ in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes. Joined in studio today by both my kids.
I'm Sid.
I'm Ivan.
And here is your local news for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 33 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 2,453. There are currently 217 active cases in isolation, and 3 Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. According to County Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry, we are seeing COVID-19 case numbers peak and plateau here in Jefferson County, much as they are doing all across Western Washington. But in her words, the key thing is to think of it as a mountain. We've reached the peak, but we still have to come down the other side before we will see low rates of COVID. Here at KPTZ, we want to make sure our listeners are equipped with up-to-date health information to keep themselves protected. In the transcript to this broadcast, which is available at kptz.org, you can find a link to the most current testing flowchart from Jefferson County Public Health, as well as a link to information and appointments for the upcoming vaccination clinic, happening Saturday, January 29th at Blue Heron Middle School. You will also find a link to the most recent back-to-school flowchart for students in the Port Townsend School District. You can always find any of this information by simply visiting jeffersoncountypublichealth.org or www.ptschools.org and searching for your desired topic. According to the school district website, there have been 61 confirmed cases district-wide in the last 2 weeks. Sid and Ivan, you guys are in school. What grade are you in, Sid?
Third.
What about you, Ivan?
Pre-kindergarten and at Sunfield.
Well, what stands out to you right now? Either of you?
Probably the coronavirus.
Ivan, what do you think is going well?
Yeah, we're all at here. They were all here as a family.
What do you think, Sid? How do you feel about wearing masks and being tested for COVID and all that stuff?
I would rather it not, but I'm fine with it.
What about you, Ivan?
I want every kid to do whatever they want.
It's a reasonable request. Well, I know off the top of my head that both of your schools are running pretty smoothly, considering all the challenges that they are facing. I think on behalf of you kids here and all your friends and their parents, we can give a big thank you to the teachers and school staff and the medical staff, parent volunteers and the health department, the hospital, just everyone keeping this thing going for the families in the community. Right, dudes?
Right.
Okay. On Tuesday, January 25th, U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer of Washington's 6th District announced that a pilot version of the Bipartisan Recompete Act was included in the America Competes Act of 2022. The Recompete pilot program will provide distressed local labor markets, local communities, and tribal governments with flexible 10-year recompete grants to invest in a variety of local economic development needs and increase employment rates. Grants could be used for infrastructure investments, workforce development, small business assistance, and other investments to help communities rebuild. Distressed communities, as identified by the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, are home to almost 1/6 of the U.S. population, where workers ages 25 to 54 experience significantly higher unemployment rates than the national average. According to Representative Kilmer, that is why I'm proud that a pilot version of the Recompete Act has been included in the America Competes Act of 2022. The act is a bold proposal to provide flexible long-term grant assistance to create jobs and lay the foundation for long-term economic growth. The companion legislation introduced by Senator Coons is co-sponsored by U.S. Senators Michael Bennett, Amy Klobuchar, and Jackie Rosen. The Peninsula Daily News reported yesterday that Jefferson and Clallam counties have won grants to fund expansion of their respective broadband systems in the coming 2 to 3 years. Clallam County will receive $20 million from the State Broadband Office, and Jefferson County is set to receive $9.7 million. In Jefferson County, the grant will target areas that can't get a download speed of 25 megabytes per second or upload speeds of 3 megabytes per second. According to the Daily News, these areas include Cape George, from Middle Point down to Discovery Bay. Other areas that will benefit from this grant are the Woodland Hills neighborhood and Maristone Island. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes.
I'm Sid Janes.
I'm Ivan Janes.
Thanks for listening, and have a great day.